Yeah, exactly. It is cloth and it should fit well, and it's the highest
much, grade. Much more comfortable.
Right? Yeah, so
we did for that.
Good morning. Great. 9 o'clock in Singapore and Manila. We'll start the call. Good morning to our participants in Asia. Evening to our conference call for the U.S. Conference call for the third quarter results in Del Monte Pacific Group or DMPL ending January 2020. Presenting Del Monte in this call are Cito Alejandro, Group Chief Operating Officer of the MPL, Greg Sachdeva, CFO of the MPL, Greg Longstreet, CEO of Del Monte for DMFI, Gene Allen, CFO of DMFI, and this is Iggy Sison, Chief Corporate Officer of the MPL. Before we start the call, may we request everyone to please mute his or her phone. We're just hearing some background noise, yeah. Yes, you can please mute your phone. And we will ask Parag Sachdeva, CFO, to now present our third quarter results. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Iggy. Good morning to everyone in Asia, and good evening. The U.S. Just in case you cannot hear me, please do let me know so that I can be more clear or repeat what might have got missed. So I'm on slide 5, starting with the third quarter fiscal year 20 highlights. We had higher sales across all key markets of U.S., Philippines and S&W business in Asia in the third quarter. EBITDA, operating income and net profit recorded significant improvement. Operating profit increased by 25% to US$30.2 million, while net profit more than doubled to US$6.7 million. Slide 6, on the outlook. The group is expected to be profitable for fiscal year 2020 on a recurring basis. Would like to clarify that certain one-off expenses have been incurred from streamlining of the operations, which will be detailed in the coming slide. We have major emphasis on responding to consumer trends through strengthening the core business and innovating, particularly outside the can. We continue focusing on growing our branded business, and Greg will talk more about that when he updates you on the U.S. business. We continue focusing on improving the financial performance through streamlining and asset-light strategy implementation. We closed 4 plants in the U.S., and they are expected to be shut down or sold within fiscal year 2020, and that will improve operational efficiency, further reduce costs, and increase margin amidst cost headwinds that we have seen in our fiscal year 20 pack, such as rising metal packaging prices that we have experienced, largely impacted by tariffs imposed by the U.S. This is expected to improve the group's EBITDA margin by 225 to 275 basis points. The capacity utilization to the asset-light strategy that is being implemented of the remaining plants in the packaged vegetable segment is expected to improve to 95%. Lastly, improving cash flow, strengthening the balance sheet, and reducing leverage and interest expense continues to be an important element of our strategy. Slide 7, third quarter group results summary. Sales of US$555 million is up 5%. U.S. sales up 2.3%, and if we take out Sega Creek, the U.S. sales would have been higher by 3.4%. Philippines higher by 6.4% in local currency and 10.8% in U.S. dollar terms. S&W brand in Asia grew by 10.5%, mainly due to higher sales of fresh as well as processed. Our JV in India has grown at 3% in local currency, driven by growth of Del Monte branded business. EBITDA of U.S. dollar $57.6 million, up 42% from U.S. dollar $40.6 million due to higher volume and prices in the U.S. and Philippines and lower operating expenses in the U.S. Operating profit of U.S. dollar $30.9 million, up 23% from U.S. dollar $25.1 million. Net profit of U.S. dollar $7.4 million, more than doubled from U.S. dollar $3 million last year. All of the above profitability numbers are without one-off costs and are versus last year. Slide 8, non-recurring expenses and income. Here, net one-off benefit in the third quarter is U.S. dollar $1 million on a pre-tax basis, mainly coming from buyout of additional second lien loan from the secondary market. The total amount of second lien loan that we have bought cumulatively is US dollar 237 million at a discount to the book value, and which is more than 90% of the total second lien debt. The second main item is US dollar 1.5 million, which is the deferred tax on undistributed share in profits of our subsidiary Del Monte Philippines Inc. for the quarter. Slide 9. DMPL Q3 results on a more detailed basis as reported. The third quarter sales at US dollar $555.3 million, 5% higher than last year. Again, from higher sales in Philippines and S&W brand in Asia, and as well as U.S. Excluding Sager, sales were up by 5.8%, and this will be explained more in the turnover analysis. Gross margin at 20.4% or U.S. dollar $113.4 million, lower by 150 basis points, led by higher product cost, mainly from metal packaging, lower fruit and vegetable yields in the U.S., particularly tomatoes and peas, and unfavorable sales mix from higher sales of private label ahead of discontinuation of certain product lines. Cost headwinds and unfavorable mix was partly offset by price increase in Philippines and the U.S. markets. EBITDA of U.S. dollar $57.6 million and operating profit at 30.9, higher versus last year by 42 and 23% respectively on a recurring basis, mainly due to strong operating performance in Asia and lower overheads in the U.S. driven by the asset-light strategy. On a reported basis, EBITDA and operating income are also higher by 43.4% and 24.6% respectively. Net finance expense, financing costs lower due to gain from purchase of second lien loan amounting to U.S. dollar 1.5 million. DMPL share in Field Fresh joint venture in India was a loss of U.S. dollar 0.4 billion and lower than last year due to increase in cost of commodities such as tomato paste, higher supply and logistics costs from fresh business and higher overheads. Tax expense of U.S. dollar 0.7 million reflects higher tax losses carried forward in prior year quarter. Net debt at U.S. dollar 1.6 billion, marginally higher by U.S. dollar 62 million due to payment of dividend tax in Q1, as well as for general use purposes. Gearing ratio at 3.33 times, higher as equity was lowered following the net loss due to payment of final tax on intercompany dividend and also closure of production facilities in Q2, as was enumerated in the prior quarters around non-recurring expenses. Slide 10. On the turnover analysis for the third quarter, Americas constitutes 71% of total group sales, higher by 2.3% in the third quarter to US$394 million, mainly driven by higher sales of branded canned vegetable products and higher volume of private label sales in the final award year before Asset Light comes into execution, partially offset by lower USDA awards. We also experienced some distribution declines on BM tomatoes and fruit, as well as elasticity impact of pricing and exit of Sager, which is in line with the strategy. Taking out Sager, sales would have been higher by 3.4%. Our market share in packaged veg segment increased by 1.8% with strong underlying momentum and expanded distribution in club stores. BMFI has launched a number of new products in recent years, and new products contributed 4.3% to DMFI's retail and food service sales in the third quarter. Asia Pacific sales in the third quarter increased by 9.9% to US$152.1 million from US$138.4 million, mainly due to increase in exports of fresh pineapples as well as increase in sales from Philippine market, primarily from price increases in line with inflation, and the continuous improvement in distribution channels, particularly general trade, that impacted our sales in prior year. The Philippine market sales were higher by 6.4% in peso terms and 10.8% in US dollar terms respectively, mainly due to peso appreciation, price increases in line with inflation, and higher volume in both modern and general trade. Group continues to progress with distribution transition in general trade. Growth in general trade in the third quarter was 9%. When it comes to Europe sales, they were higher at US$9.3 million, by 70% plus, mainly from higher sales of fruit and pine juice concentrate. Slide 11, DMPL year-to-date month 9 group results summary. Sales of US$1.5 billion, lower by 2.1%. US sales, lower by 6.8%. And if we take out Sager Creek, sales would have been lower by 3.8%. Philippines, higher by 4.8% in local currency and 8.3% higher in US dollar terms. S&W brand in Asia surged by 12.1%, mainly due to higher sales of fresh as well as processed. JV in India has grown at 5% in local currency, driven by growth of Del Monte branded business. EBITDA of US$165.9, up 47% from US$112.8 due to higher prices in the US and Philippines, improved sales mix from divestiture of low margin business such as Sager Creek, and lower operating expenses in the US. Operating profit of US$100.4, up 57%. From US$64.2 million. Net profit of US$27.4 is a turnaround from the US$6.6 last year. All of the above profitability numbers are without one-off costs and are versus last year. I'll spend a little bit more time on the next slide which covers the non-recurring expenses on a year-to-date month 9 basis for fiscal year 20. Our one-off costs for year-to-date month 9 is US$79.5 million on a pre-tax basis, excluding gain from purchase of second lien loan. This includes US$77.4 million from closure sale of 4 production facilities. On 1st November 2019, DMFI successfully sold and transitioned its Cambria, Wisconsin operations and related employees to Seneca Foods. DMFI has also entered into an agreement to sell its production facilities in Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, and Mendota, Illinois, and expects the closure and sale of these facilities to be during fourth quarter fiscal year 2020. DMFI has also sold equipment at its Crystal City, Texas facility and is considering additional proposals to sell the balance of Crystal City assets. The sale proceeds from the closure or sale of these three plants is expected to be US$28 to US$29 million and has been considered in establishing the write-down of the assets. In Q1, we incurred US$39.6 million of tax on intercompany dividends of a subsidiary. DMPL's Philippine subsidiary, Del Monte Philippines Inc., declared dividends to its parent, and the dividends were taxed at 15%. We also booked a deferred tax liability on undistributed share and profits of US$4.1 million for year-to-date month 9 on undistributed share and profits of DMPI. Additionally, as mentioned in Q3 recurring expenses and benefits, we booked a gain of US$1.1 on buyout of second lien loan that we covered. Slide 13, year-to-date month 9 results as reported. Year-to-date month 9 sales at $1.49 billion, 2.1% lower than last year, due to the divested Sega business and lower U.S. sales, partly offset by higher sales from Philippines and S&W Asia. Excluding Sega, sales are marginally up by 0.2%, and this will be explained more in the turnover analysis. Gross margin at 22.7%, higher by 170 basis points on an organic basis, led by price increase in Philippines and the U.S. markets, exit from low-margin businesses in the U.S., leading to a favorable sales mix. These initiatives more than offset unfavorable impact from lower pine juice concentrate pricing in the first half, higher costs, mainly tin plate in the U.S. that's impacting the fiscal year 20 pack, and under-absorption of overheads due to reduced pack in the U.S. last year. EBITDA of US$165.9 million and operating profit at US$100.4 million, higher versus last year by 47 and 57% respectively on a recurring basis, mainly due to increased gross profits. On a reported basis, EBITDA and operating income for year-to-date month 9 are at $86.3 million and US$20.9 million respectively, and include the impact from one-off costs incurred following the closure of 4 production facilities. Net finance expense, financing costs higher from change in lease accounting by US$6.6 million, and also would like to clarify that last year included a one-off gain of US$16 million from purchase of second lien loan. DMPL share in the FieldFresh joint venture in India was a loss of US$1.1 million and lower than last year due to increase in cost of commodities, higher overheads, and strategic marketing investments to accelerate the growth of processed food business in the coming years. Tax expense of US$25.4 million includes intercompany tax on dividends amounting to US$39.6 million, deferred tax of US$4.1 million, which is offset by the tax credit from higher losses due to closure of production facility. Net debt and gearing ratios have been covered in the Q3 update. Slide 14 on year-to-date month 9 turnover analysis. Americas constitutes very much in line with Q3, around 69% of total group sales, lower by 6.8% in the first 9 months to US$1 billion, mainly driven by divestiture of Sega business and lower volume awarded to USDA and COPAC, which is in line with the company's strategy. Taking out Sega, sales would have been lower by 3.8%. Lower volume in packaged fruit was due to the impact of lower promotions and increase in list price. DMFI has fast-tracked its innovation pipeline in sync with trends for health, snacking, and convenience. And in the first 9 months, new products contributed to 4.9% to DMFI's retail and food service sales, which is a very encouraging sign and in line with our company strategy. Asia Pacific sales in the first 9 months grew by 10.6% to US$432.9 million from US$391.4 million, driven by increase in sales of S&W business, both fresh pineapple and packaged fruit, as well as retail sales in Philippines. The Philippine market sales were higher by 4.8% in peso terms and 8.3% in dollar terms, respectively, driven both by price as well as volume. Sales increased across modern trade and general trade by 6% as all categories delivered growth. As mentioned, group continues to progress with distribution transition in general trade, with distributor sales to their customers growing at 6 to 7% in volume terms. Europe sales were higher at US$23.4 million by 7.4%, mainly on higher sales of packaged fruit. With that, I would like to hand it over to Greg to provide market update on the US.
Thank you, Parag. On slide 16, you'll find an update on our market share performance and portfolio performance in the U.S. markets. As you'll see, we maintained our share leadership position in our two largest businesses, our canned vegetable and canned fruit categories, and grew market share in the quarter in our canned vegetable business. We also maintained our market share leadership within our fruit cup snack business and canned tomato business. We have maintained solid share across these legacy categories while we've expanded into the perimeter of store and into the frozen categories. Our business fundamentals, particularly in vegetables, is on solid ground with strong shelving, new innovation, and sustained marketing investments. Innovation is capitalizing on consumers' growing desire for healthy and convenient plant-based foods. We've also continued to expand our presence in new and underdeveloped channels such as food service, e-commerce, convenience, and the club stores. To drive growth, Del Monte Foods will continue to invest in branding and building a portfolio of differentiated and highly innovative products, which will allow us to continue to grow top line and reach new channels and new consumers. On slide 17, we reflect on our Q3 results. In the third quarter, DMFI's sales were up 1.5% to US$391.8 million. This was driven by price increases from the last quarter of FY 2019, as well as higher private label sales ahead of our discontinuation of certain private label commitments. These private label sales also influenced gross margins in this quarter, and resulted in a decline in gross margins due to our product mix, as well as Parag alluded to earlier, the higher costs we incurred in the prior pack season due to higher costs of metal packaging, lower yield in fruits and vegetables due to weather, as well as some increased investments in trade spending. However, our reported and our adjusted EBITDA more than doubled to U.S. $26 million and $26.7 million, respectively, and there were minimal one-off items this quarter. Operating costs were also lower in Q3. On slide 18, we reflect on our asset-light strategy. In November, the group announced the closure and sale of four plants in the U.S. market. Our asset-light strategy is a critical step in repositioning DMFI for the future. The execution of this strategy and other cost savings initiatives will improve the group's EBITDA margin by an estimated 225.
Excuse me, if someone is on the phone, can they go on mute?
Yeah, we might want to. Mute that, please.
Okay. We're hearing background noise. Can everyone please mute his phone? Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Greg.
Please proceed, Greg. Thank you.
Yes, execution of this asset-light strategy and other cost savings initiatives will help improve the group's EBITDA margin by an estimated 225 to 275 basis points over the next 24 months. Completed action cost savings thus far now total $68 million. In the third quarter, the group recognized $5 to $6 million of this $68 million in savings, which had a favorable impact on our profitability in Q3. As a result of our asset-light execution, we will now achieve 95%+ capacity utilization for our vegetable production this upcoming pack season, and that's more than twice what our plants operated at last season. There's a map on slide 18 which indicates where the plants have been sold and closed and what's remaining in our U.S.-based production sites. On slide 19, we're pleased to announce that we received some acknowledgement on our innovation this year and received three Product of the Year awards in three different categories. We were the winner in the convenience meal category with new Del Monte veggie bowls. We were a winner in the frozen snack category with new Contadina frozen pizza snacks. And then we were the winner in the snack cup category with our new Del Monte fruit crunch parfaits. So we're really pleased. This is an acknowledgement for CPG companies. We've won this twice in our past. We won one award in 2019 and one award in 2017, and winning three awards in 2020 is certainly a good indication of our progress and innovation and developing products that are in tune with today's consumer wants and needs and where the growth will be for the future of Del Monte. On slide 20, we have some examples of our holiday success. We had a very good holiday selling season on our Del Monte vegetable business with increased share, increased merchandising and support across the U.S. grocery customer base. Very pleased with our partnership and recipe incorporation in some of these events. We partnered with Campbell's to promote recipes and really helped drive incremental sales and share this recent holiday season. We also had success with our College Inn business with more in-store displays, FSI couponing, digital, and in-store ad features. So encouraged by the continued evolution of our merchandising and in-store and shopper marketing support activity. On slide 21, we feature some of our new U.S. innovation. Within College Inn, we launched a new culinary stock product, capitalizing on the trend for more premium artisan ingredients. These are very high-end items. They're high-priced. They retail for close to $6 on shelf in the U.S. and capitalize on a high-growth segment within the broth and stock space, this premium, authentic, all-natural space. And really excited to bring this premium offering to the portfolio. And we're having success placing these with retailers across the country. We've included some of our advertising in awareness and trial generating advertising efforts. On slide 22, we are talking about more innovation. Very, very excited about the launch of Del Monte Bubble Fruit. Del Monte Bubble Fruit combines the on-trend boba bursting bubbles and bursting in our fruit cup products. Oops, we have some more background noise.
Hold on. Can we go on mute, please? We're hearing some background noise. Yeah.
That's okay. Darth Vader on the call.
Okay.
Yes, so very encouraged by Bubble Fruit, and we're really doing a lot to drive awareness and trial of these products. We've had a number of success stories selling in Bubble Fruit. One example is Costco, who's done incredibly well and been very supportive of this product and really expanded distribution across the country of Bubble Fruit. So very encouraged by having a really on-trend, differentiated product offering with Bubble Fruit. Also encouraged by our Fruit Crunch Parfait, our line of non-dairy products made with coconut cream, loaded with probiotics, and a real a good serving of fruit within each cup. So very encouraged by this healthy on-trend product offering and doing a lot there to promote the product and gain awareness and interest in that new offering. The next slide, 23, talks about some of our healthy new year marketing events with our Del Monte Vegiful products. Both our frozen appetizers and our veggie bowls are out. We've done a number of advertising events through social media and digital media to promote the Growers of Good campaign and these exciting new products. We've seen an incremental lift in these exciting, healthy, better-for-you products due to these efforts. On the right-hand side of the page, we're featuring a new partnership we have with Growing Great. You know, one of the things that we've discovered is that across the country in the U.S., there needs to be more education about nutrition, starting in our school systems, really promoting a healthy lifestyle and healthy food choices and more consumption of fruits and vegetables. So excited about this new investment we're making to help reach young consumers and provide important educational guidance on proper diet and proper nutrition. Slide 24 are some examples of some of our new food service business. Encouraged by the continued progress we're making growing our business via the restaurant trade. This is an example here of some of the new chain account business with KFC, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Moe's, various items across our vegetable and fruit portfolio. Also encouraged by digital campaigns and advertising that we're doing across food service for our refrigerated produce products. And then our new rice cauliflower product, it continues to gain traction. We're gaining more and more distribution. We featured a new Cafe Yum distribution that we received and encouraged by the growth that we're experiencing in this new channel for Del Monte Foods. So with that, I will transition to Mr. Cito Alejandro for an update on the Philippines market.
Thank you, Greg. Slide 25, please. I'm pleased to report that the Philippine market has been a turnaround story compared to last year's poor performance. Except for spaghetti sauce, which has been challenged by price brands, all categories increased their leadership shares. The modern trade channel, comprising key accounts and supermarkets, as well as the general trade, which we refer to as the distributor channel, demonstrated solid growth behind increased marketing-driven consumption. We are also monitoring the growth of two emerging channels, convenience stores and e-commerce. Slide 26. In the third quarter, the Philippine market generated sales of $98.5 million, an 11% increase in U.S. dollar terms and 6% in peso terms. Retail sales grew by 7% in peso value. General trade, 50% of the Philippine sales grew by 9% as the group continued to make progress in improving its distributor operations. Sale in modern trade increased by 5%. Slide 27. Last year, we reported that we changed several of our distributors who were underperforming. This chart shows the status of the changes. I am pleased to report that the transitions have been successful. As you can see at the right hand of the chart, that all transition sites achieved at least double-digit growth in sales volume. Slide 28. This is one of our key initiatives in our culinary category, specifically ketchup, where we introduced our full product assortment under the more affordable, cash-friendly stand-up pouch packaging. Consumer reception has exceeded our expectations. We also repositioned our ketchup as a fun and exciting dipping ingredient to enhance appeal amongst millennials. Slide 29 shows our holiday pack gift promotions on our pasta and spaghetti sauce products, our in-store promotions on Contadina, and our digital menu planners on our quick and easy meal mixes. All are designed to increase consumption and market share of these products. Slide 30. Beverage has been one of our fastest growing categories this year. Here are a few of our marketing initiatives to strengthen brand loyalty and build consumption. Take note of our immunity builders advertising on pineapple juice, which is so much in tune with the times. Slide 31. Our foods category was not about to be outdone with its own activities. Same consistent theme of building consumer preference for our products amongst family members. Going now to slide 32. Our strong leg to the continued growth of the Del Monte Pacific-based business, none other than the S&W brand. The brand continues to expand the product portfolio beyond fresh MD2 pineapple. It now markets juices, packaged MD2 pineapple, and frozen pineapple delights. Slide 33, sales of the S&W branded business in Asia and the Middle East grew by a strong 11% in the third quarter. This was mainly driven by higher sales of fresh pineapple in North Asia and the Middle East as a result of our expanded distribution. S&W packaged product also delivered higher volume and sales compared to last year. Take note of our initiative in China, where we sold pineapple to McDonald's for their Chinese New Year promotion. Slide 34. This shows one of our in-store programs on fresh pineapple. We tested in some retail accounts in Singapore a pine bar machine that peels the fresh pineapple, cuts it, then loads it into a plastic container. Still too early to evaluate, but so far consumer response has been positive. That's all I have for the base business, Philippines and S&W. I now turn you over to Iggy Sison.
Thank you, Sito. The coronavirus epidemic did not have any material impact on Del Monte Pacific's group results for the period ended January 2020. We will continue to monitor and mitigate any risks posed by COVID-19 on our group sales, particularly our fresh pineapple sales in China, which account for only approximately 3% of group sales. In February, we experienced some soft demand and some logistics bottlenecks in China, but we do have the flexibility to allocate products to other markets, and we will continue to leverage and expand e-commerce sales as well. We are also monitoring our supply chain, again, primarily in China, so that we can minimize any potential impact on raw and packaging materials and equipment sourcing. And we will continue to take the necessary precautionary measures to ensure the health and safety of our employees. Slide 36. In the Monte Pacific Group, we continue to build on our sustainability efforts by eliminating plastic water bottles from our facilities, vending machines, company meetings, events, and other company premises. This is in line with one of our five strategic pillars to improve sustainability, supporting our vision, nourishing families, enriching lives every day. The Del Monte Foundation donated products to the relief operations caused by the Taal volcano eruption in the Philippines last January. And here in the Philippines, to date, we have collected 17.5 tons of plastic waste, which are being converted into school chairs to be donated to public schools in the Philippines. And finally, to recap our outlook, as explained by Parag earlier, barring unforeseen circumstances, the DMPL Group is expected to remain profitable in FY 2020 on a recurring basis, excluding one-offs, as you have seen in our 9 months results ending January. We will continue to respond to consumer trends by strengthening our core business in the U.S., as well as in the Philippines, as well as in our export markets, particularly of fresh pineapples in North Asia, and innovating across our markets, especially outside the can, and continue to invest in marketing in the U.S. We will continue to focus on growing our branded business in the U.S., as explained by Greg, as well as by Cito in our Philippine Asia business under S&W. We will continue to shift to more branded consumer beverage in place of industrial pineapple juice concentrate and introduce more value-added and less commoditized food service products. We will continue to improve our financial performance, as explained by Parag earlier and Greg, with the sale and closure of four plants in the U.S., in line with our asset-light strategy to improve operational efficiency, reduce costs, and increase margins amidst expected cost headwinds. And finally, we will continue to improve our cash flow and strengthen our balance sheet. So with that, we would like to open the floor for questions.
Any questions?
Hi, this is Alfie. Can you hear me?
Hi, Alfie.
Yes.
Morning, Alfie.
Alfie. Yeah, okay. Can you explain the decline in U.S. packaged fruit gross margin?
Yes, happy to. Yeah, that is as we indicated on slide 17, there's a couple of factors. One, the sales mix. We had a high quarter in which we did sell through a significant amount of private label products to fulfill certain remaining contract commitments. Those come at lower gross margins than our branded business. In addition, we're now selling through inventory that is exclusively from the prior pack season, which was a pack season in which we incurred some uniquely high costs with from metal packaging, from the tariff actions, from some yields due to weather challenges, and some as well as some higher transportation costs. So as we get back to a more normalized product mix and volume mix, and with a higher portion of branded sales, which are more profitable with higher gross margins, and as we cycle into the new pack season that will have much lower cost of goods due to asset light and our cost savings initiatives, we do expect to maintain our profit improvement and gross margin improvement that we've targeted. You know, we do expect Del Monte Foods at the completion of the next 24 months to be in line with peers in terms of gross margins on a clear path to 24% plus gross margins.
And Alfie, just to build on it, the packaging impact that Greg alluded to, we expect to mitigate that and have lower costs for the upcoming pack as the contract has been renegotiated.
Okay, that's all. Thanks.
Are there any other questions?
Any other questions, please?
Okay. If that's all, Iggy, is that, shall we?
Yeah, we'll conclude our call. Yeah.
Okay.
Without more questions. I'd like to thank all our participants. And this concludes our call. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Parag. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you so much.
All right, Jean.
Bye. Bye.